Thanks for joining us on Sample Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today to chat about her 50th Host Plus Sample W League match is South Adelaide's Sam Pratt. Sam, welcome and congratulations for the weekend ahead.
Thanks, Zach. Happy to be here. Very excited. With the big clash against Norwood. Should be a good one.
It is indeed, against the Redlegs at Flinders University Stadium on Saturday night. So, yeah, it's always a great tussle between you guys and the Legs. So this one should be no different.
Yeah, definitely. And both have come off really close games last week, so I can imagine we're both going to be super hungry for the one this week.
Yeah, and close losses too, so you need to, yep. You don't really, I know it's early days, but 1-1 looks so much better than 0-2, doesn't it?
Definitely does.
So exciting for you, have you got some family and friends coming along?
My mum and sister and some friends are going to come down.
Yep.
Hopefully not be too embarrassing for me.
Bit of yelling from the Jimmy Dean grandstand.
Yeah, would say so.
Excellent. Tell us about how footy started for you, Sam, and did you play any other sports growing up?
Yeah, so growing up I played a lot of netball and then basketball in my teen years. Always loved footy. Was a port supporter growing up, but yeah, never really thought twice about being able to play footy because it just wasn't a thing. Got to play the knockout carnival at school in like year 9 or something and loved it so much. Would just kick the footy with the boys at lunch and stuff, and then one of my friends said that she knew someone who needed players for their friend's footy team at local, and I said I didn't even know there was a league, and I was super nervous to go out, but thought that it would be big and scary, but went out, absolutely loved it, and yeah, never looked back pretty much. It was goodbye to netball and basketball for me.
Yeah, right. So then solely footy when you got to Kenilworth Footy Club, or...?
I tried to keep playing just like school basketball netball for a while, but yeah, no, couldn't do all of it.
So you played girls only, or did you play a little bit against the boys?
No, it was just girls only. Yeah, okay. That was in under 18, so yeah, we're lucky enough to have just a girls side.
Okay, cool. And so a couple of years at Kenilworth, then shifted over to Christie's Beach.
Yeah, I actually played for both of them in the same year.
Oh, there you go.
I played under-18 for Kenilworth and we didn't have a senior team. And Christie's women said, oh, I want you on my team. So I played for their senior team in the same year as well.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. And was that how was that for your development, being exposed to senior women's level so soon?
Oh, it was huge for me. Especially at Kenilworth, I was probably one of the older like senior players, and then getting to Christie's, just more experienced players, bigger bodies, definitely helped prepare me to come into the senior program at South before that happened. Body definitely took a hit having to play like 2 games every week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be able to do that now, you reckon?
Definitely not.
Yeah, well, you're not that old though, only 24.
Yeah.
Still plenty of juice left in those legs.
Yeah, plenty still.
Excellent. What would be your favourite role to play in terms of position?
I grew up, like, in juniors I was a midfielder, but I definitely feel at home in the back line. I often play, like, a lockdown role, and I probably find that that's where I'm at my best. Just played defensive my whole life in netball and basketball, and it's just, where I'm best at. So yeah. I feel like that's probably my favourite.
Play to your strengths. Who, therefore, who's been your toughest opponent over the journey?
Oh, toughest opponent.
Who gives you the most grief trying to lock them down?
The only name that springs to mind is Elaine Gregg, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just but she didn't like playing on me either.
Yeah.
Two-way.
Speed and elusiveness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, very quick and speedy, that one. But
yeah.
Unsure when I'll verse her again. So.
No. Well, and you made your debut round 1 of 2019 for the Panthers. What do you remember of that day?
I remember mainly Nikki Gore, to be honest. Because I played with Christie's with her, and we were two of the younger ones on the side. So I just remember being stoked to play alongside her because she was obviously huge for us in year 1 as well.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice memory, and lovely to have her back at the footy club full time now.
Oh, stoked. Yep.
Yeah,
a lot of experience there. She's a little jet.
Yeah, indeed. That's right. And then you would have been pinching yourself first year of Sample W footy, and you're playing a premiership later that year.
Yeah, bit of a fairy tale that one. Yeah, it was pretty insane. We probably didn't expect it coming off of the flag in 2018. Like, it'll be hard to go 2 for 2. But yeah, lucky enough to put in the hard work, and it was a pretty different side that second year as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no doubt you're desperate to rekindle that feeling once again, which is driving you now.
Oh, definitely, especially after last year, getting so close, only 19 seconds away from a flag. It's, stronger than ever, the want for it.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, is that a really common resolve amongst the group this year?
Yeah, for anyone who played in that flag last year, that's huge for us. A huge driver.
We'll certainly see how that unfolds for you this year. And no doubt you're certainly preaching that message as a member of the leadership group too. How have you been enjoying that role, Sam?
Yeah, definitely. I've been in the leadership group for about 4 years now.
Wow.
Absolutely love it so much. It's really rewarding being a role model that the younger ones look up to, especially... I do coaching with the development squads and being able to help them throughout their journey, like coach them in juniors, make them feel more comfortable when they come up to seniors. It's a lot less daunting for them, so that's probably a really rewarding part of being, a leader.
Sure. Do you see coaching as something you'd like to branch out into once your playing days wind up?
Yeah, definitely. I've done my level 2last year while I was doing my coaching,
Because it's obviously a pathway we're trying to see more and more women follow, and it would be great to, I guess, be one of those that does so.
Yeah, definitely. Would love to do it one day. I've done some work with the men's last year as well, like our reserves men's, and I learnt so much from them as coaches.
Yeah, great.
That I'll definitely take away from,
Terrific. And off the field... tell us what you do for a living, and I understand that sort of dovetails a little bit into training to be a paramedic.
Yeah, so I'm a pharmacy assistant at the moment at Terry White Colonnades, one of our sponsors for the women's.
Very good.
And I will be starting my paramedic internship in September, which is very exciting. I asked for that slot so I could play a footy season first before that got underway.
Yep.
Yeah, so I've been working for that. Was that last few years, and South have been supportive of me doing that.
Cool.
Which has been great.
So does that mean this is your last year of footy then? I hope not.
Oh, good luck keeping me away. No, we've got another paramedic in our team, Serafina Moon. So.
Oh, yeah.
She's a bit of a role model in that she can play footy.
Combine.
And, do that.
Excellent. What motivates you to do that, Sam? It's obviously it would be incredibly challenging job to do, but very rewarding.
Yeah, there's definitely the rewarding parts, but also the really challenging parts. As you said, just being there to help people in time of need when they need it the most is something that really appeals to me.
Mm.
And just working at the pharmacy is like a footstep into that.
Terrific. Oh, all the best for it. It sounds like you're a very caring, giving person. So, it sounds like you're heading in the right direction with it all, and wishing you all the best with that, and wishing you all the best for your 50th Host Plus Sample W League game on Saturday night against Nord at Flinders University Stadium.
Cheers, Zach. Appreciate it.